英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天周一的阅读美文了，欢迎我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon.
欢迎各位同学登录到我们的在线直播间和全国的小伙伴们一起来收听直播。我看到一位新同学啊，他叫做 Arena 啊，他说哇，第一次来听直播，好紧张，要不要穿一个 suit, 系一根红领巾啊什么的。
No, don't worry, you don't have to wear a suit to listen to our program. Just be comfortable.
也许可以试下穿一个 swimming suit 啊，因为今天我们还真的有讲到穿什么样的衣服。行，大家随意就好啊，什么样的创意都行啊，躲在被窝里听也没有问题。今天给大家带来这篇美文呢，很有意思，听爷爷讲那过去的事啊。 Granddad is gonna tell you a story.
Yeah, this is a story about a dog named Rex told by an old man who is already a granddad. And, well, maybe you have yourself also a granddad or grandmother who loves to tell stories. And when you were a kid, or right now even, you love hearing those stories, don't you?
可不是嘛，我们当小孩的时候都特别喜欢听爷爷奶奶给我们讲那些有趣的故事。啊，如果你的身边也有这样的一个爷爷，一个奶奶的话，相信你的童年一定会过得非常的丰富多彩。我记得我的 grandma 就很喜欢给我讲各种各样的神奇的奇奇怪怪的故事啊，我听得特别 fascinated, 特别入迷。
Yeah, definitely same here. Like my grandma now is 99, and she always talks about the past, how she raised her children, how, like, what happened in those days, and it's always in a very poetic, fairy tale-like way, especially if you're a kid, then you remember those things more.
小孩特别喜欢听那些 poetic, 啊，有诗意的，甚至有些像 fairy tale, 像童话般的故事，多听点故事呢，对我们的心智成长和发育是有好处的。这位爷爷呢，有些神秘哦，他会讲很多好听有趣的故事，有一天呢，他就告诉孩子们，从前呢，他养过一条会说话的小狗，叫做 Rex。可是有一天呢，这个 Rex 他不想做一条狗了，于是他开始观察周围的世界，这就激发了他对自己能力的幻想。他开始去做一条蛇，去 Circus 马戏团当空中飞人，还想去竞选美国小姐。可是他发现自己无论如何努力的模仿，都当不了别人。
Yeah, he was looking so much at other humans or other animals that he forgot what his own talents were, that he forgot where he was good at himself.
他在追寻的时候，一定是他忘记了什么，或者是他还不知道什么。
Yeah.Or he just wasn't aware of where he was good at the first place.
今天的这个故事呢，不仅是文字上非常的有趣啊，里面有大段大段的直接引语，所以说看上去是个故事，实际上非常的 oral English, 非常口语化，有很多 granddad 说的话，有很多孩子们问他的问题。
Yeah, it's a very spoken English that is like,written here, but yeah, it's good to practice these sentence structures and these words because they kind of help you to become fluent in
口语。
对，而且我们的朗读者 Nick 老师啊，今天的表演呢也非常的好，因为里面有很多孩子们和爷爷啊交换问话的地方，所以大家仔细去听。另外呢，我建议大家要仔细的去模仿，非常生活化的这种对话式的口语，哎，在故事当中能够淋漓尽致的呈现。好了，今天这个故事啊，我们现在还有多少人会有耐心来听这种简单的故事呢？考验一下你，一起走起来吧。
Granddad's dog, Rex.We always suspected Granddad was unusual. There was always a bit of a mystery about his past. But when we got on his lap and he told us about things that happened when he was a little boy, well, somehow we knew it was all true. Let me tell you about when I was your age, Granddad would say. Things were much different than now for you children.
How, Granddad, how?
I begged.I loved Granddad's stories.
Well, Stephen, in a lot of ways, but for one thing, when I was a child, all the animals could talk.
No way, Granddad.
Yes, Susanna. And the animal that seemed to have the most to say was Rex.
Your dog, Rex, Granddad? Harrison asked.
That's the one. Why, I remember one day when Rex came to me and told me he wasn't satisfied being a dog.
Was it the dog food, Granddad? Didn't you give him good things to eat? I wondered.
No, it wasn't the dog food. Seems Rex had been looking around at other animals and humans, even at other dogs, and he just wasn't satisfied.
What did you tell him, Granddad? Jenny asked.
Well, I didn't tell him anything, Jenny. I learned that Rex does better if he learns lessons himself. Just like you children. Seems Rex had been to the circus, snuck under the tent, and had seen the high wire act. That's what Rex wanted to be, a high wire trapeze artist, walking on the wire.
好，这是我们今天故事的三分之一啊，一起来开头了。一直觉得爷爷是不同寻常的。
We always suspected Granddad was unusual.
Suspect 这个单词呢是觉得
yeah,
怀疑
To believe that something is true, especially something strange.
Unusual 是非同寻常的
Yeah, it's not normal, like uncommon. You don't see it every day, a person like him.
好，我们一直觉得爷爷呢，是有点不同寻常的哈。他过去呢 There always was a bit of a
mystery about his past.
那个生活中呢总有一些啊有些什么呢神神秘秘的东西关于他的过去。
But when we got on his lap and he told us about things that happened when he was a little boy, well, somehow we knew it was all true.
这句话里啊非常生动的栩栩如生的描述出了一种形象。小朋友们啊，就坐到了爷爷的这个膝盖上。啊、
yeah,
we got on his lap.
Yeah, your lap is like the top half of your legs, above your knees, where when you sit on a chair. I'm sure that you all sat on your grandparents' lap.
哎，有没有曾经坐在过？不说爷爷奶奶了，肯定是坐在过爸爸妈妈的膝盖上吧
？Yeah, yeah, your parents' lap, of course.
对，所以 got on one's lap 就是坐在某人的膝盖上。And 当我们小时候呢，听他讲故事的时候 ，he told us about things that happened when I was a little boy. 听他讲自己小时候那会儿的事情。Well, somehow we knew it was all true. 虽然爷爷小时候我们都不知道什么样，但是我们相信那些事都是真的。
Yeah, I mean, children also want to believe the stories they are told, right? Like they want to believe in magic, they want to believe in fairy tales.
小时候大人不管给我们讲什么故事，我们都是完全相信，百分百的相信，丝毫不怀疑的。那爷爷说什么了呢？
Let me just tell you about when I was your age.
让我来告诉你们，当我和你们一样大的时候 ,when I was at your age,
Granddad would say, things were much different than now for you children.
当时啊，那些时候的事情啊 ,were much different, 非常非常大的不同啊，我们都知道 much different, 什么不同呢 ?than now, 哦，和现在啊有很大的不同，有很大的区别 ,for your children. 像你们这么大的时候，那会儿事情可不一样了。
How, Granddad? How? I begged.
我祈求到啊，当爷爷卖关子的时候呢，小朋友就很想知道，哎，到底发生什么事情呢 ?How, Granddad? How? 啊，是有什么差别呢？爷爷有什么差别呢？
I loved Granddad's stories.
我特别喜欢听爷爷讲故事，我也喜欢他讲的这些故事。
Well, Stephen, in a lot of ways. But for one thing, when I was a child, all the animals could talk.
好吧，Stephen，在很多的方面，许许多多的方面，英文中的短语呢是 in a lot of ways. In a lot of ways.在许许多多的方面比如说一方面嘛一件事情吧 But for one thing, when I was a child, all the animals could talk. 在我小的时候啊所有的动物都会讲话。
Yeah, for one thing, it's like a word you use to kind of announce that you will mention the most important example of something that you want to explain. Like the granddad wants to explain that life when he was a child was very different than now, but like he wants to mention one example, and that was the most outstanding example for this.
所有的动物都会讲话，小朋友们最喜欢听这样啊，跟现实生活有些不一样的故事了。可是谁又知道这是真的又是假的呢？
No way, Granddad. Susanna nitpicked.
在这里我们要注意一下，这样一个口语叫 No way. 你知道他的意思不是说没路没门啊，他的意思是说不可能。
Yeah, it's like, I don't believe a word you say. Like, this cannot be true.That is what no way means.
刚才老师已经告诉我们了，还可以用一种方法来替代，就是说 I don't believe a word you say.
Yeah.
你说的一个词我都不相信。I don't believe a word you say. Susanna, 这里有一个新单词叫做 nitpicked. 注意联系起来记。
Yeah, it means to criticize something small and unimportant that someone says or does in a way that is very annoying to that person. Like, for example, when I try to teach children English, then I sometimes write the Chinese translation on the board, practicing my Chinese characters. Now, I don't claim that I write very pretty, but those kids, there's always one who is nitpicking and they say,Oh, teacher, that line should be another direction. Or, yeah, that line should be, like, lower. They know what I mean, but they still keep on nitpicking that I should write prettier.
原来这个 nitpick, 它的意思就是挑剔的。
Yeah.
无比挑剔的，挑错的，找茬的，吹毛求疵的。No way, Granddad. 这不可能啊。苏珊娜呢，非常挑剔的就指出来了。
Yes, Susanna. And the animal that seemed to have the most to say was Rex.
是真的 Susanna. 这些所有的 animal 当中呢 seem to have the most to say, 话最多的就是那个叫做 Rex 的小家伙了。
Your dog, Rex, Granddad? Harrison asked.
好了啊，他的肯定是小朋友吧，哈里森就问到了，说诶，是您的那条狗吗？叫做 Rex 吗？ Granddad?
That's the one. Why?I remember one day when Rex came to me and told me he wasn't satisfied being a dog.
就是他 That's the one. Why? I remembered one day. I remember, 我记得有一天 Rex came to me, 他走到我的身边来告诉我说 He wasn't satisfied being a dog. 来我们看这个短语叫 Be satisfied doing something.
Yeah, if you're satisfied with doing something, you're very pleased with doing something. You're very happy and just content with what you did.
对，我们说 satisfied 就是满意满足。那么 be satisfied with something, 对什么事情感到满意。你比如说 I'm satisfied with my life, 我对我的生活感到满意。Satisfied being, 作为成为一个什么。可是他不满意 wasn't satisfied being 不满意在做一条狗了，他有自己的想法了。
Was it the dog food, Granddad? Didn't you give him good things to eat?
大家看这个小故事呢写得非常的好哈，他有各种各样的对话呢来回的穿插。 Was it because 是因为、
yeah.
是因为这个狗粮的问题吗 Granddad?我非常好奇地问到说 Didn't you give him good things to eat? 您是不是没有给他吃 good things, 好东西呀、
It's a bit of a funny remark here, but I can get the logic. I mean, imagine you're a dog, and every day you would get bad dog food. Then you would hate being a dog, right?
就是每天小狗要是、
yeah.
他要是真的会说话的话他肯定哪天没吃到好东西他就不想再当狗了。
I wonderedNo, it wasn't the dog food. Seems Rex had been looking around at other animals, at humans, even at other dogs. He just wasn't satisfied.
哎呀，好像也不是狗粮的事儿。No, it wasn't the dog food. Seems Rex had been looking around. 看上去 Rex 是已经在四处观望了。Look around.
Yeah, he just wasn't satisfied because he kept on looking at other animals and other humans. What did you tell him, Granddad?
Hey, at other animals, at humans. 他是在四处观望，看什么呢？哎 ，look around at， 看其他的小动物。他看人类，他各种观察，他非常的好奇。哎，他们为什么是这样呢？啊，为什么那是个猫呢？为什么那是个人呢？他们过着怎么样的生活呢 ？Even at other dogs， 甚至他观察自己的同类，其他的狗，他们为什么这么过生活呢 ？And he just wasn't satisfied。于是他觉得，嗯，他对自己的生活特别不满意。
What did you tell him, Granddad? Jenny asked.
这里边出现了好几个人物了哈，看见听爷爷讲故事的人至少有五六个。这位是 Jenny， 就问到说，那您是怎么回答他的呢 ？What did you tell him, Granddad?
Well, I didn't tell him anything, Jenny. I learned that Rex does better if he learns lessons himself.
这里有个关键的句子哈，首先来看这一句 ，I didn't tell him anything， 我什么都没有跟他说，什么都没有说。Jenny， I learned that Rex does better if he learns lessons himself。来，这句话一定要讲一下。
Yeah， like this sentence means that he granddad knows from experience that if he tells Rex what to do and how he should behave。Rex won't listen to that anyway and will just do his own way until he realizes that maybe he should change something because it doesn't work.
好，这里句子当中呢有两个 learn.
Yeah.
第一个 learn 是了解的意思。I learned, 我了解到。Rex does better. Rex 呢会做得更好。如果他，这里出现第二个 learn, if he learns, 这里的 learn 表示学习。如果他 learn lessons himself, 就是什么？自己去学习 lessons， 这里不是指课程，而是指经验和教训。
Yeah, a lot of people and especially children, of course, are like that. Like, for example, your mom keeps on telling you you should wear your winter coat, but you're like, no, I'm not cold. I'm not going to wear my stupid winter coat. So, like, you go to school without your winter coat, and then suddenly you get sick, of course, and then you learned your lesson yourself.From that point, you will wear your winter coat.
对，所以整个计划的意思就是说，我了解到，如果让 Rex 自己亲自去学习经验教训，他应该会 does better， 这样应该会对他更好。换句话说，要让他，你要告诉他什么做可以做，什么不做，没有用，他会表现得更好。只要他自己亲自去尝试并摔了跟头，他就会明白。
Just like you children do.
就像你们这些小朋友一样。
Seems Rex had been to the circus, snuck under the tent, and had seen the high wire act. That's what Rex wanted to be. A high wire trapeze artist, walking on the wire.
后来呢，看上去啊，这爷爷不是就放手让 Rex 自己去干了吗？啊，自己去尝试了吗？啊，你想当谁都可以。Rex had been, 看这个过去完成哈，他确实去过了 circus,这是什么地方？
A circus is like a show with like a lot of performers like acrobats and clowns and animals such as elephants. They perform a show. They do all kinds of like very difficult and spectacular tricks. And it's usually in a big circus tent.
Circus 的意思呢就是马戏团。
Yeah.
哎，好像他后来就去了一趟马戏团。Snuck under the tent.Snuck 这个单词看上去好像挺陌生的，其实它是一个我们熟悉的单词的过去式形式 S-N-E-A-K.
Yeah, to sneak. If like snuck is the past tense of to sneak. If you sneak, you move somewhere quietly and secretly so that no one can really see or hear you.You do something sneaky.
悄悄的前行，这个潜是潜伏的潜，悄悄的前行到了人家 tent 马戏团的一个帐篷下边。 And had been the...
He had been watching the high wire act.
Had seen, had seen the high wire, 高空钢丝 act.表演
Yeah, it's like a high wire act is a famous performance in a circus. It is like a performance in which a circus artist is walking on a rope that is placed very high in the circus tent. So yeah, you can imagine it's very exciting to watch that, because like, what if the person falls off?
Rex 从来没有看见过这样的彩钢丝表演，哇，他看到时的第一眼就觉得这个东西好炫酷啊，真的好厉害啊，我也要做。
Yeah,
我也可以做。That's what Rex wanted to be. 这就是他现在真正想要的。A high wire
trapeze artist.
新单词，当然因为我们接触的比较少啦，这是一种职业的名字，叫做 trapeze, 彩钢丝的。
Yeah.
空中飞人踩钢丝的。
Yeah, maybe you went to the circus and then probably you've seen some trapeze artists. Like, actually the Chinese circus is very famous, right? Like, especially for like the trapeze, things. They don't seem to have a spine, seriously. But, okay, a trapeze is like a stick that hangs on two ropes and those two ropes are hanging on the ceiling and then like artists,A trapeze artist does a lot of spectacular tricks on a trapeze.
对了 ,trapeze, 新单词哈，学有余力的同学倒是可以记下来，就是一个踩钢丝的演员，空中踩钢丝 ,walking on the wire. 好，这是第一部分，我们来听第二部分的故事。
But dogs can't walk on wire, Granddad, Susanna noted. It's already hard for them to hold balancing poles in their paws.
Well, that's right.And when he tried it by walking on the back of the couch, well, he fell off and yipped and yipped and yipped.
We all laughed.
Well, that didn't seem to teach him his lesson, children, so he tried something new. This time, he had been in the garden, and it seems he had been chatting with a snake. Apparently, the snake bragged a lot and convinced Rex he should become a snake.
Granddad...Harrison spoke up. Dogs cannot be snakes. He poked Granddad as he lectured him.
They would have trouble making that hissing sound. Yes, and Harrison, when Rex practiced slithering, he accidentally wrapped himself around the toilet and could not get out of the bathroom for a while.
What did you do, Granddad? Did you leave him there? Wondered Jenny.
Well, no.Your grandma was pretty crafty with her knitting needles. No need to go into details, but after some additional yelping, we got him out. He was pretty embarrassed about that episode. I can tell you that. Rex told me later that he felt that the snake project was poorly planned, but he knew for sure what he was going to be.
好，第二段。But dogs can't walk on wire, Granddad.但是狗狗们是不会 walk on wire 踩钢丝的呀，爷爷。Susanna noted 就是指出道。
It's already hard for them to hold the balancing pole in their paws.
当然了，孩子们是用常规的方式去思考问题的。狗狗怎么能走钢丝呢？ It's already hard for them. 什么什么对他们来讲已经是足够难的了。To hold the
balancing pole.
平衡杆专业术语吧，平衡杆 in their
paws.
好，小狗狗们的爪子叫做 paw.
Yeah, those are the feet of some animals. Like also cats have paws.
国外有个很大的流浪狗的救助的组织叫做 Hope for Paws.、
Oh.
是吧 ?Paws. 啊，这是狗狗的爪子。用他们的小爪子拿着平衡杆已经是足够为难他们了。
Well, that's right.And when he tried it by walking on the back of the couch, well, he fell right off and yipped and yipped and yipped.
是的，没错，没错。And when he tried it, 当他尝试的时候，试着什么呢？ Walking on the back of the couch. 试着，别说钢丝了，在那个 back of the couch, 沙发靠背上走两步的时候， he fell off.
Yeah.
He fell right off.Fell off 就是跌落下来
Yeah
Right off 就是直直的跌落下来
Yeah, he fell precisely exactly there he fell off Like that it emphasizes that like he just really couldn't do it
直接就掉下来了直接就摔下来了重重的摔下来了 And 这里用了三个新词语叫做
Yipped and yipped and yipped
猜是什么意思
Well, when a dog yips, it barks in a very high, quick sound. It's like, I cannot really do it, but like, it's a very, like, sad sound, as if the dog is crying.
就是狗狗发出那种尖叫、 啊，在危险当中那种尖叫叫 yipped, yipped and yipped. We all laughed. 我们全部都大笑起来。
Well, that didn't seem to teach him his lesson, children. So, he tried something new.
可是呢这件事情却并没有 didn't seem to 看上去呢却并没有 teach him his lesson 并没有让他教给他什么样的经验教训注意 lesson 在这里还是指的经验和教训没有教给他什么经验教训孩子们所以他继续想要尝试另外一些新的东西
This time he had been in the garden and it seems he had been chatting with a snake
这一次呢他就直接就去了花园里然后呢 it seems 看上去他好像又开始在跟一条蛇聊天 had been chatting with a snake 啊，非常的拟人化你想想一个狗和一只蛇在一起聊天的情景完了这蛇呢还是个特别爱吹牛的蛇
Apparently the snake bragged a lot and convinced RexHe should become a snake.
很明显，很显然，很果然 ,apparently, the snake. 这样的一条蛇呢 ,bragged a lot. 会吗？这个单词 bragged, 吹牛说大话，吹嘘。
Yeah, it's to talk about yourself, your achievements, in a way that shows that you think, oh, I'm so good, I did this, I'm so great, like you should be jealous of me. That is to brag.
吹牛呗，啊，吹不完的牛。
Yeah.
这蛇呢就吹了很多牛 And 就让这个 Rex 十分相信 convinced 就使人确信啊就让他相信呢 he should become a snake 啊确信说嗯我自己也应该当条蛇
Granddad Harrison spoke up Dogs cannot be snakes
这个时候这爷爷啊这个哈里森呢就大声的叫起来了说 Dogs can be snakes 这狗不可能变成蛇的呀
He poked Granddad as he lectured him.
好，这个动作，哦，大家猜一猜啊，感觉一下是个什么样的动作 ？Poke 就是戳。
Yeah, it's like picking a stick or your finger into someone or something, like something thin to like get that person's attention or just to tease that person.、
啊、你看，我们有的时候在和朋友聊天的时候，然后对方开玩笑或者是说一些不可能的话的时候，你怎么样？你会下意识的打对方一下，对不对？
Yeah,
或者是戳他一下，对不对？然后一边戳着一边嘴里说：“不可能了啦，不可能了啦，不可能了啦。”狗怎么能成为蛇呢？所以 poke 就是这样一个动作，戳别人一下，碰别人一下，打别人一下。As he lectured him, lecture 讲课，这里呢是指一个动词形式，
yeah.
就是当他讲解着的时候。
Yeah, if you lecture someone, you talk very serious or angrily at someone just to say something like they should do differently or to criticize their behavior.
They would have trouble making that hissing sound. 他们做什么什么东西的时候呢，是会有麻烦的。
Yeah.
就是说，他们很难 making 这种 hissing 的声音。Hissing, 来。
Yeah, the hissing sound is a sound like this, like a snake makes. A hissing sound comes from the verb to hiss. So, well, if you hiss, guess what you're doing then? You're doing
对那种轻轻的蛇发出的声音其实还挺可怕的那种嘶嘶的声音嘶嘶声英文中叫 HISS hiss hissing sound
Yes and Harrison when Rex practiced slithering he accidentally wrapped himself around the toilet and could not get out of the bathroom for a while.
爷爷表示同意说是的 Harrison, 他们确实不能发出那种嘶嘶的声音但是当 Rex practice
his slithering.
好了又是一个新单词 Slither, 来拼写一下 S-L-I-T-H-E-R, slither.
Well, if you slither, you move along the ground like a snake. So snake slither.They move in a snake motion on the ground.
大家看，不同的动物，嗯，有自己不同的行走的方式，
yeah.
也有自己不同的叫声，有不同的单词。刚才我们说 dog， 它的爪子叫做 paw， 对不对？
Yeah.
它的尖叫声叫做 yip。 而我们说蛇呢，蛇的叫声叫做 hiss， 那么蛇的爬行叫做 slither。
Yeah, like, especially because snakes have a body like that is very different than other animals. Like they have another skeleton, other organs, etc. So that's why they also have a special verb. Like I don't know any other, yeah, maybe some insects. Insects also slither, but...Yeah, other animals don't really.
有一些小动物呢，它们也是会爬行的啊，爬行类的动物 ，slither。它呢就开始练习像蛇一样在地上爬行啊。你发现这个 Rex 还挺可爱的，哈哈，兴趣很广泛，什么都想试一试。
Yeah, he has a big imagination and he's very ambitious.
Ambitious， 非常有野心，有抱负。结果他不小心 accidentally。
Wrapped himself around the toilet.
Wrap 这个单词 W-R-A-P 我们学过这词是包裹的意思。
Yeah, if you wrap yourself around something, it means that you bend your body tightly around something.
就是缠绕。
Yeah, if you wrap your scarf around your neck, that means you bend your scarf aroundYour neck, so you keep warm very tightly.
Wrap himself around, 意思就是说呢，缠绕或者是呢包裹，哎，把自己缠在哪儿啊？缠在马桶上了。
Yeah,
toilet. 结果呢，哎，出不来了。Couldn't get out of the bathroom. Get out of 出来卫生间 for a while. 一时半会儿出不来了。
What did you do, Granddad? Did you leave him there? Wondered Jenny.
那后来怎么样了呢，爷爷？你把他直接留在那儿了吗 ？You leave him there? Wondered Jenny. Jenny 非常好奇的就问道。
Well, no. Your grandma was pretty crafty with her knitting needles.
Hello, 这句话当中也有不少的新单词。Crafty, C-R-A-F-T-Y, crafty.
Yeah, someone who is crafty is skilled and interested.In doing things with his or her hands, like making something with wood, making something with wool, or something else, like knitting, or like sewing, or embroidery. That is a person who is crafty. Well, if you are pretty crafty, that means that you are fairly crafty, or very crafty even.
这个单词的意思就是说某些人他的那个手艺活啊非常娴熟啊技艺呢非常纯熟叫做 pretty crafty, 非常娴熟啊奶奶是什么东西手艺很娴熟呢 ?Kneading needles, kneading 就是那个针织的那个 needles, 针。
Yeah, if you knit, you make something just like a piece of clothing or just cloth.With using wool and sticks. Well, those sticks are knitting needles. I guess like a lot of grandmas, they have like knitting needles. They make things, a sweater for their grandchildren, etc.
老一辈的人确实手非常巧。
Yeah.
啊、给我们织毛衣啊是吧啊做棉鞋啊
Yeah.
啊做棉袄啊手非常巧。
It's so difficult, by the way. Like, I don't get how those grandmas do it. I tried, I failed hopelessly.
Like, 那个年代。因为他物资啊也什么比较匮乏现在要是物资匮乏让你做学做你也能学会做
嗯，
主要是现在大家没那个觉得没有什么特别的意义来手工制作了好他的奶奶是他的那个针织手艺呢非常棒啊，非常的 crafty
No need to go into details
好不需要再进入到更多的细节了就是说呢我不需要再给你们讲解更多的细节了 No need to go into details
But, after some additional yelping, we got him out.
但是呢经过了一些 additional, 额外的
yelping.
Yelping, 肯定你猜一猜啊跟前边那个 yip 很相似啊。
Yeah.
估计也是某种尖叫。
It's a little bit the same as yipping, but yipping sounds a little bit more like crying of a dog, while yelping is a really a bit like screaming, like, help me, help me, I hate this, like,It's really like a dog's sound when he or she is in trouble and like feels like a little bit lost, like I don't know what to do.
一来呢，这个作者肯定会避免在同样的文段当中呢用相同的单词，所以前面他用了一个 yip， 这里用了一个 yelping， 以差不多的意思。嗯，前面那个有点像带着哭腔的啊， 你想他从沙发上摔下来疼吧是吧、
yeah.
不停地叫了一下，这里呢是求救救助的那种声音 yelping， 在叫了几声之后我们把他弄出来了， We got him out。
He was pretty embarrassed about that episode、
oh.
I can tell you that。
他是非常非常的什么
He was very embarrassed.
啊，非常的尴尬。对于什么感到尴尬呢？对于这样的剧集
，Yeah，
对于这段插曲
，An episode is an event or set of events that like is part of like a bigger plan, a bigger program. So like this is an episode in Rex's search for like something he could do really well.
所以呢他自己也对这段插曲呢感觉到非常的尴尬啊，但是他学到了什么呢啊 Rex told me that later that he felt that the snake project was poorly planned. Rex 后来告诉我说他觉得把自己变成蛇的这个项目、他把这个当成一个 project、
yeah.
一个项目来做，这个项目呢是 poorly planned， 哎呀计划的特别差，计划的不够周密，所以导致了他失败了。
Yeah, poorly means not good, not like actually very bad. So if something is poorly planned, then something is not well thought of, not well like prepared in advance.
But he knew for sure what he was going to be. 但是他毫无疑问的，他知道了，他知道自己呢想要成为什么了。
Yeah,
这个蛇的计划没成功，但是他绝对知道他下一个要干什么了。
What could it be?
那他下一个要干什么呢？
What did he decide, Granddad? Harrison wanted to know.
Well, Rex had been watching TV and he decided he wanted to be Miss America.
Miss America? Jenny objected.
But Rex is a boy dog.
That was a drawback, Granddad admitted.
But Granddad, Susanna interrupted, does he know about the swimsuit competition?
Well, children...That was a problem. When we got it on him, Rex not only looked silly, it slowed him down when he chased squirrels. Finally, it was Grandma who talked some sense into him.
Grandma could speak dog? Harrison was amazed.
Oh, fluently. She finally sat him down, got him a cup of tea, and explained him what you all know, don't you, children?
Yes, he has to be himself.That's how you get people to like you. Be yourself, Granddad, I instructed. Did she teach him to use his natural talents?
Yes, Stephen, she did. She showed him that we loved him for what he was already good at.
What was Rex good at, Granddad, wondered Susanna.
Oh, scratching himself, barking, frightening squirrels. He was a very talented dog.
A talking dog. Can that possibly be true, Granddad? Wondered Harrison.
It could possibly, Harry. Just possibly.
I wish Rex and Grandma didn't die, Granddad, said Jenny, sadly.
Oh, they are together right now, Jenny,
Granddad said whimsically.
In heaven, Granddad?
She brightened up.
Oh, no, Jenny, not in heaven. Grandma and Rex aren't dead.They're just together, in another place, and it isn't far from here, children. Would you like to see them?
Yeah! All of us cheered, and we meant it, too.
接下来他想当什么呢？想当什么？
Well, what did he decide, Granddad? Harrison wanted to know. Well, Rex had been watching TV, and he decided...He wanted to be Miss America.
Harrison wanted to know. Harrison 想知道个究竟啊，他做了什么决定呢？爷爷。Well, Rex had been watching TV. 那会儿呢 ，Rex 正在看电视。于是他决定要成为 Miss America.
Yeah, Miss America is maybe you know this. It's like a woman who has won the annual Miss America competition. It's like a competition in which women can win a scholarship for their studies. Now, how can they win? If they prove to be smart and like very sweet and they have good intentions with their study and most importantly are very beautiful.
好，她要成为美国小姐。
Yeah.
Miss America?
Miss America, Jenny objected. But Rex is a boy dog.
啊，想成为美国小姐，可是 Rex 是一只男狗啊。
That was a drawback.
这不就是一个缺陷了吗？新单词 drawback.
Yeah, a drawback is a disadvantage or a negative part of a situation.
一个不利的条件，一个缺陷。
But Granddad, Susanna interrupted, does he know about the swimsuit competition?
你看这个文中呢有很多哈，谁说谁说，谁好奇谁打断啊。Susanna interrupted. 很多人比如 Susanna wondered,、
yeah.
是不是 ?Noted.
Yeah, there are obviously a lot of children gathered together around grandpa.
很多这样的词语你以后写作的时候你可以接着试用一下哈，谁说了什么，不用都说谁谁谁 said, 怎么样。
Yeah.That is like a way to make your story more interesting,、not use always like he said, she said, or Susanna said. No, always try to use for synonyms,、use other words for the same meaning.
多用些词，灵活一点，多样化一些。Interrupted, 就打断到说 does he know about the swimsuit competition? 他知道那个 swimsuit competition, 泳装秀是怎么一回事吗？
Well, children,That was a problem.
可不嘛，这就是个问题了呀。Well, children, that was a problem. 这就是个问题呀。When we got it on him, 当我们帮他穿上泳装的时候 ,got it, 就是把这个 it 指的是泳装 ,got something on somebody, 给某人穿上什么。当我们给他穿上泳装的时候 ,Rex,
not only looked silly,
不仅仅看上去有些 silly, 哈，傻傻的可爱的那种。
It slowed him down when he chased squirrels.
当他在追逐那些松鼠的时候啊 ,squirrels, 松鼠还 slowed him down. 哎呀还把他追松鼠的速度都放慢了。这穿上泳装以后没法追松鼠了。
Finally, it was grandma who talked some sense into him.
好终于呢是奶奶看不下去了。
Yeah.
奶奶就开始 talk some sense into him. 这个短语也特别好。这个字面意思其实不好翻译。Talk some sense into somebody.
Yeah, if you talk some sense into someone, it means you try to persuade someone to act in a sensible way, to think about something in a different way, to convince that person should behave in a more rational way, like not so impulsive or like, yeah.Stupid.
其实这个 talk some sense into him, 这个 sense 就是某种意义、
yeah.
啊、就是说呢跟某人聊一聊就理性的聊一聊。
Yeah, it's like use your common knowledge, use your brain and not like other things to make a plan to do something.
理智的跟某人聊聊天。
Think.
用脑子跟你聊聊天这个意思哈。然后大家就觉得啊奶奶跟狗狗说话。
Grandma could speak dog?
Speak dog 什么意思呢？就是他能说狗的语言吗？
Yeah, so like Harrison assumes that like dog language is called dog, which makes sense.
哎，刚才有个同学哈，翻译了一下 talk some sense into somebody, 就是给某人讲一些道理，我觉得这个翻译非常好。
Yes, very good, very good.
非常好哈。那奶奶说了什么呢？ Harrison was amazed, 又来了，哈里森很惊讶，奶奶会跟狗交流吗？
Oh, fluently.
流利极了、啊、狗语流利说。
She finally sat him down, got him a cup of tea, and explained to him what you all know.
他最终呢是让这个比较躁动不安的 Rex,、sat him down, 让他呢安静地坐了下来。然后给他呢泡了一杯茶。然后呢就向他解释到说 explain to him what you all know, 解释了一个你们大家伙啊都知道的道理 don't you children, 没错吧孩子们。
Yes, he has to be himself. That's how you get people to like you. Be yourself, granddad.
这就是那句核心了。就是说呢他必须得 he has to be himself.他必须得做他自己。That's how you get people to like you. 你这样的话才能让别人喜欢你嘛。Be yourself, granddad. 就是说一定要做你自己。
I instructed. Did she teach him to use his natural talents?
当然这句话呢是我回答的
yeah.
对不对是我抢先离步话说
yeah, the writer,、
so. 奶奶肯定就跟他说说你要做你自己啊你要让别人喜欢你你得做你自己啊你不能随随便便去模仿别人我回答道那奶奶有没有教他 teach him to use his natural talents 奶奶有没有教他利用好自己的天赋呢
Yes, Stephen, she did
是的奶奶是这样做了
She showed him that we loved him for what he was already good at
奶奶不仅告诉了他还告诉了他说我们这么爱他就是因为 he was already what he was good at 就是因为他所擅长的那些事情
What was Rex good at, Granddad?
那 Rex 到底擅长什么呢
Wondered Susanna Oh, scratching himselfBarking, frightening squirrels. He was a very talented dog.
啊，他的长项就是挠痒痒 scratching himself, barking, 汪汪叫，还有 frightening squirrels, 吓唬松鼠。他可是一只非常有才华的狗。He was a very talented dog.
A talking dog? Can that possibly be true, Granddad?Wondered Harrison.
Harrison 是一个爱问问题的小孩、
yeah.
他就说到说啊，一直会说话的狗，到底这个可能是真的吗，爷爷
？It could possibly, Harry. Just possibly.
有可能哦，只是有可能哦。我们说 possibly 啊，它的可能性不是很大。
Yeah, it's not very likely that it is able to happen, but like it is likely still.
哎，有某种可能性吧？啊，还是有可能的。
I wish Rex and Grandma didn't die, Granddad, said Jenny, sadly.
这个时候 Jenny 呢就非常悲伤地说哎呀我真的希望 Rex 跟奶奶呢都还没有去世该多好啊。
Oh, they are together right now, Jenny, Granddad said whimsically.
可是他们现在依然是在一起的呢 Jenny. Granddad said, 这里有一个新单词。
Whimsically.
Whimsically.
Yeah, it's something that is said or done whimsically is said or done for fun. It's not so seriously said.
心血来潮的开个玩笑就是这种有些奇怪的啊突然间想起来了就 whimsically. 哎他突然间就说但是他们现在也在一起的呀。
In heaven, Granddad?
是他们在天堂里吗 She brightened up.这个短语非常的形象形容一个人的脸突然间就亮了起来、
yeah.
就是变得高兴了起来
Yeah, to brighten up that means to start looking or feeling a lot happier
变得突然间就变得更高兴了一些了叫 brighten up、啊、很形象你看什么东西被照亮了明亮起来了、
yeah.
一个人高兴的时候眼睛都在放光
Yeah, like if someone suddenly becomes happy you definitely see that on someone's face
对了 brighten upOh no, Jenny, not in heaven. 不是的 ,Jenny, 他们并不在天堂。
Grandma and Rex aren't dead.
他们也都没有去世。
They're just together.
他们还在一起。
In another place.
只是住在另外一个地方。
And it isn't far from here, children.
而且离这里还并不太远哦。
Would you like to go see them?
你们想去看看他们吗
Yeah! All of us cheered.
所有的这些小朋友们哈其实就是他的 grandsons, 对不对
yeah, it's our grandsons.
这些孙子孙女们。
Yeah.
Cheered 就是欢呼啊非常开心非常高兴啊大声叫着好啊好啊好啊。And we mean it too. 这个 we mean it, mean, 这个意思。
Yeah,
mean.
That they really, really want to see grandma. That they are very sincere. Like they didn't say a joke or something.
在英文的口语中我们说 I mean it.
Yeah.
就是我是说认真的。
Yeah.
Seriously, 我是认真的。I mean it. 是这个意思。
Yeah.
那这里说 we meant it. 就是说我们是说真的。我们是认真的。也确实想去见见他们。
Yeah.
好。故事到这里就戛然而止了。可是同学们有没有看懂或者是听懂这个故事呢
Yeah, there is one thing that puzzles me and a lot of readers maybe. Where did Grandma and Rex go then?
到底这个 Grandma 跟 Rex 是去了什么地方他们去世了吗
Well, I think that Granddad means that we all have someone like grandma and someone like the dog Rex in our minds. Like, everyone struggles with, like, not being satisfied with themselves sometimes, right? Like, no one is really, like, every day 100% satisfied with who he or she is. Maybe you also sometimes say things to yourself that make you less happy with who you are. For example, like, oh man, I wish I was better at something, something. Or like, I really can't do this because I am so stupid. Or because I am just like who I am. That's the dog Rex voice inside of you. Like the dog Rex, he was very unhappy with who he was. He was like, I can't do that cool thing that the snake is doing. I cannot do the trapeze artist's performance. No, I'm just a dog. I really don't like being a dog. What's special about being a dog? So, like, that side is always comparing yourself with others. That is always bringing you down. That side of you, the dog Rex side of you, doesn't see what you can do good, like who you are.
这个故事呢，其实它有开放式的结局，它有很多种可能。你比如说，你可以理解为说，生活当中呢，奶奶跟 Rex 是真的存在的，爷爷呢，只是想这样借这样的一个故事来告诉小朋友们一些道理。另外一方面呢，这个奶奶跟 Rex 也许都是不存在的，可能只是爷爷自己内心中的两个声音，一个声音就是这只名叫 Rex 的小狗。他狗这条狗呢，代表的这个人物的形象，包括人物内心的渴望呢，就是一个人他对很多自己不可能做到的事情呢特别有信心，或者是他对自己能力呢充满着一种幻想。他觉得诶，当蛇也不错啊，尤其是这个蛇在劝他说啊，夸口啊，夸各种海口啊，然后吹牛吹的神乎邪乎的时候，诶，他觉得自己也可以当一条蛇，他也觉得自己可以做空中飞人，也可以当美国小姐。这是一种声音啊，我们内心的一种声音叫 Rex， 对自己的能力呢是没有认识的。另一种声音呢，就是奶奶代表这种比较理性的声音。
Luckily there is also a voice of grandma in you as well, and that's a voice that reminds you that you are unique and that there are many things you can do very good actually, even though you might not see that or realize that yourself.
另一个声音呢，就是奶奶代表的这个声音，就是说一个人呢要认识到自己真正的 talent 是什么，要发扬自己的 talent，而要认识到自己能力的局限是什么，然后不要漫无边际的对自己产生某种幻想。
Yeah, if you don't hear yet that grandma's voice inside you telling you this yet, you will later if you start focusing on what you are good at and not where other people are good at. And yeah,this is, I think, what grandpa meant. Like, I think that now, like he said, like, do you want to see them?I think he's just going to get a mirror, actually, to show the children that grandma and dog Rex are actually inside them, inside every human. Everyone has the ability to use their common sense and, like, to focus on who they are, like, to analyze themselves, to see what they are good at, to get to know themselves.
爷爷的功能就是讲故事。其实奶奶跟 Rex 存不存在真的没有什么太大的太重要的这个关键吧。很可能最后爷爷说你们要不要一起去看他们，很可能爷爷最后拿出的是镜子。最后照着这些孩子们，你们要看看自己的内心，既有一个 grandma 也有一个 Rex。
So like the lesson that grandpa wants to teach with this story is of course be yourself. Everyone is unique, everyone is good at something, and if you keep comparing yourself with others, you forgetto recognize your own talents, and you become very unsatisfied. I mean, being yourself is something nobody else can do better than you. So be proud of it.
好，总结一下，既做人，既要知道自己的 talent 在哪里，要大胆的去找寻自己真正的 talent， 同时呢，也要明白自己是有界限的。一定要产生界限感。
Everyone has talents.
不然的话，会怎么样？Quite a waste of time， 会浪费掉你很多的生命和时间。
Definitely，
如果你不安于 be yourself 的话。
Yeah, and don't compare yourself too much with others.
对，也不要呢过多的哈，把自己呢跟周围的人进行比较。当然，适度的比较是可以的。
Yeah, a little bit is okay, but it is not okay when it becomes like your goal to become someone else.
核心 be yourself. 好，感谢大家收听今天的阅读美文，谢谢Judy老师，下次见。
Thank you.